you talking about a condominium?
Yeah.
Have a, that'll be it.
Huh?
Yeah. I said that'll be it.
Yeah.
Could you open the door?
Yeah, sure. Do you ever shorten that to condo?
Okay. Might be a good idea to go ahead and turn that fan back on. Looks like it's gonna get warm.
I believe I could open this back door and set this fan over here.
Okay. Okay. Hey, have you ever heard of anything called a row house?
Mm-hmm. It'd be something like a bar.
What?
A bar.
A bar?
Yeah. Chip joint.
And that would be a row house?
Yeah.
But not a place where people would live. You wouldn't have any name like row house for that.
No. A row house, to me, be like a place out on the, I say kind of on the highway, and it'd be kind of like a bar, a place to dance, you know, like that, and got, you know, took drunk and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about? Roadhouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say Roadhouse, R-O-W.
Oh, no.
Hadn't heard of that? Yeah. Hey, do you have a name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of an apartment building, an entire floor? Mm-hmm. Okay, does the word flat mean anything to you?
Yeah, the way I always understood flat was to be like a little one-room apartment.
Just a one-room apartment. Well, do you have a name for the man who is in charge of doing repair work in an apartment complex, maybe plumbing or electrical?
Maintenance man or janitor.
Okay. What about the man who might live in an apartment complex and his job is to show prospective tenants the apartments they're thinking about renting?
Or managers. Some people call him the owner, you know, he's black.
Yeah.
But most of them call him the managers.
Okay, tell me about some of the different kind of equipment you have to keep up your yard or your garden.
You ready? Lawnmower, rake, hoe. Clippers, hedge clippers. Shovel, spade, you can have a spade, square shovel, square hand shovel, sharpshooter.
What's a sharpshooter?
It's a little skinny shovel. About, you know, blade would be about this long.
Couple feet?
Yeah, it'd be about this wide. And then it'd come up about this wide. You know, it doesn't have a spade end like that. So you call it a sharpshooter because, like, it can get in the grind easier than a regular shovel. When the grind, it's hard to use that. Well, you can use it for post hole digging too.
Yeah. Do you have different names for mowers depending on whether they have motors on them or not?
You mean like self propel?
Yeah.
Push mower.
Is that the kind without a motor?
Yeah. Push mower. Well, they call a regular kind of push mower too, and then they got the riding lawnmower. Well, they just call them old-fashioned lawnmowers and push mower.
Yeah. Do you have a name for this thing that's got a motor on it? People use it when they're breaking the ground for their garden. You know, it's got these blades that dig up the ground, kind of like a plow does.
Yeah, but I can't think of what it is.